न्यूज सर्विसेज डिवीजन ऑफ आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स नॉर्थ ईस्ट डायरी।
गुड इवनिंग एंड वेलकम टू दिस एडिशन ऑफ नॉर्थ ईस्ट डायरी। एज वी एक्सप्लोर द फैसिनेटिंग नॉर्थ ईस्टर्न पार्ट ऑफ इंडिया, ईच एपिसोड ऑफर्स न्यू इनसाइट्स एंड कैप्टिवेटिंग स्टोरीज। हियर इज अ स्नीक पीक एट व्हाट वी हैव इन स्टोर फॉर यू टुडे। We will take you through the customs and culture of the Apatni tribe from Arunachal Pradesh. We will also bring you a report on the participation of Northeast states in the Vikasit Bharat National Youth Festival 2025. But first, let's head to Mizoram, which made history with the arrival of Generation Beta in India. On New Year's Day, January 1st, 2025, the nation welcomed its first baby of this new generation in Aizawl, Mizoram, born at 12:03 a.m. on January 1st at Sinod Hospital in Aizawl. Baby Frankie Zedeng became India's first newborn of 2025. And now we turn to our Aizawl correspondent Isaac for more details.
In what could be termed as a historic milestone heralding a tiding of joy for the new generation, Mizoram gave to the nation the first newborn in 2025. The first generation Beta baby was born at Sinod Hospital located at Durtlang in Aizawl on 1st January. Frankie Remua Dingazadeng, the first baby boy of the nation in 2025, joined his family, which includes his mother Ramzir Moy, father Zeddy Remua Tsang, and his older sister. Speaking to Akashvani Aizawl, Sister Lal Chuanomi of Sinod Hospital said that Frankie weighed 3.12 kg at birth and was in good health with no complications.
The baby boy Frankie Remua Dingazadeng is in good health without any complications. His weight at the time of birth was 3.12 kg. It is a good moment for Mizoram, as the first generation Beta baby in India was born in Mizoram. I sincerely wish good health and prosperous future for the baby boy.
With the world entering the new generational era with the dawn of 2025, it is hoped that time will take us for a better and peace world amidst unprecedented technological integration and societal evolution in the coming days. For Not His Diary, this is Isaac from Akashvani Aizawl.
विकसित भारतम् समर्थहम् सशस्त्रहम् स्वच्छ भारतम् विकसित भारतम् विकसित भारतम्
The governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General K.T. Paranaik, retired, flagged off the 57-member youth contingent from Itanagar on Tuesday, January 7th. This contingent will represent the state at the Vikasit Bharat National Youth Festival 2025, which is scheduled to take place at Bharat Mandapam, New Delhi on January 11th and 12th. Here is a report from our Itanagar correspondent Rakesh Dole.
Addressing the youth before the flag of ceremony, Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Paranaik said that participation in the youth festival convened by the Premier of the nation is a great opportunity and privilege for the participants. He exhorted the youth to create bonding amongst themselves, which he said would be a cementing factor in national unity and facilitate better political conduct in the future. He further advised the participants to represent the state in the best possible ways and showcase Arunachal Pradesh's richness and developmental progress. He asked them to share success stories in various fields, including infrastructure, tourism, and entrepreneurship. The governor also urged them to imbibe the nation first spirit to realize the Viksit Bharat vision of the Prime Minister. He said that the youth of the day will be in command when we celebrate our Independence Day in 2047. He said that, therefore, the onus is on the youth to contribute and focus on those areas they want to progress and grow. Sidangmai District Youth Officer Nehru Yuva Sangathan briefed about the selection of the state youth contingent. He informed that out of the 15,000 candidates, 57 youths from diverse backgrounds across the state were selected to represent the state in different categories including folk dance, song, painting, declamation, story writing, poetry, entrepreneurship and social works, etc. For Norris Diary, this is Rakesh Dole, Akashvani News, Itanagar.
The governor of Sikkim, Om Prakash Mathur, flagged off the Sikkim state contingent that will participate in the Vikasit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue at Raj Bhavan on Tuesday. This dialogue will take place during the National Youth Festival at Bharat Mandapam, New Delhi on January 11th and 12th, 2025. This event will be graced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Here is a report from our Gangtok correspondent Dili Ram Dulal.
The flag off program was organized by the Sports and Youth Affairs Department, Government of Sikkim, in collaboration with the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports, Government of India. In his address, the governor congratulated and extended his best wishes to the student representing Sikkim at the National Youth Festival. Highlighting the significance of their participation, he emphasized that the meticulous selection process make their representation a matter of pride for both the individual and the state.
बहुत बधाई और शुभकामनाएं दूंगा कि नीचे से इतनी एक्सरसाइज के बाद जैसा कि स्पोर्ट्स सचिव ने बताया कि लगभग 10,000 से ज्यादा लोगों के बीच में भिन्न भिन्न प्रकार से परीक्षाएं हुई या प्रतियोगिता हुई और उसमें से 51-52 बच्चे आप चयनित हुए हो ये आपके लिए भी सौभाग्य है और सिक्किम प्रदेश के लिए भी सौभाग्य है.
Reflecting on the vision of Vikasit Bharat at the rate 2047 as envisioned by the Prime Minister, the Governor stated that youth are the driving force behind the nation transformation. He encouraged the student to unleash their inner potential and embrace holistic development, stressing that the talent of the youth propelled the nation forward. Drawing inspiration from India's ancient heritage, the Governor referenced historic education hubs such as Nalanda and Takshashila, arguing the student to contribute to the realization of a developed India while staying connected to the nation's rich cultural legacy. He also called upon the youth to find motivation in the teaching of Swami Vivekananda, whose life epitomized the ideals of dedication and service.
Vivekananda Europe mein yatra kar rahe the, to Vivekananda ye sile hue kapde nahi pehente the, wo shawl apni jaise sanyasi hota na. तो वो ऐसे सौ लपेट कर रहते थे तो ट्रेन में थे वो तो ट्रेन में बाकी भी यूरोपियन नागरिक बैठे होंगे तो उन्होंने कहा हिंदुस्तान कितना कैसा देश है जी कपड़ा इसको छिलना नहीं आता उसको पैंट पहनना नहीं आता उसको ऊपर कोट पहनना नहीं आता तो काफी चर्चा कर रहे थे तो किसी ने उत्सुकता वक्त विवेकानंद को पूछ लिया कि आपके हिंदुस्तान में ऐसी गरीबी है कपड़ा छिलके नहीं पहन सकते या सूट वूट पहन नहीं पहन सकते तो विवेकानंद का क्या जवाब था कि तुम्हारे यहाँ पर्सनैलिटी दर्जी बनाता है सिलाई करने वाला सिलाई मास्टर बनाता है हमारे यहाँ प्रसन्नति हमारा दिमाग बनाता है हम कपड़ों से पहचान नहीं जाते हम कपड़ों से पहचान नहीं जाते सूट फूट से नहीं पहचान जाते हम हमारे दिमाग से पहचानना चाहते हैं तो ये जो आपके लिए एक महत्वपूर्ण चीज है ना ये बहुत बड़ी मुझे ध्यान आई तो मैंने कहा आपको शेयर करूँ इसलिए ये ध्यान रखने की चीज है कि गाड़ी थाली काम में हम कितना मेहनत कर रहे हैं हम हमारे देशा देश की पहचान कैसे कर रहे हैं हमारे देशान देश की नीचे की चीजें कैसे निकाल के ला रहे हैं वो अपनी पहचान है दुनिया में तो वो पहचान हमें बनानी है.
The program began with a welcome address by the Secretary of the Sports and Youth Affairs Department, Mingma T. Sherpa, who expressed gratitude to the governor for his presence. He highlighted the pride and responsibility of representing Sikkim at a national event and provided an overview of the state government initiative to identify and prepare participants for the Vikasit Bharat Young Leader Dialogue. Following the speech, the governor officially waved off the Sikkim state contingent for the Vikasit Bharat Young Leader Dialogue and the National Youth Festival 2025. The event was attended by the Secretary to the Governor J.D. Bhutia, the Secretary of Sports and Youth Affairs Mingma T. Sherpa and other officials and staff from Raj Bhavan and the Sports and Youth Affairs Department. Dili Ram Dulal, Akashwani News, Gangtok for Northeast Diary.
The Meghalaya state government has launched a groundbreaking initiative, the Meghalaya Multi-Sectoral Project for Adolescent Well-being, Empowerment and Resilience, designed to tackle some of the most pressing challenges faced by adolescents today. Here is the latest update on this exciting project aimed at transforming the lives of Meghalaya's youth.
The Meghalaya Multisectoral Project for Adolescent Wellbeing, Empowerment and Resilience, Empower, is set to bridge education gaps, reduce school dropout rates, and prepare young people for successful careers. This multisectoral approach targets adolescents aged between 10 to 19 and aims to empower them with essential skills in both academics and life. Talking about the project, Health Department Principal Secretary Sampath Kumar said,
"The government has set up a government innovation lab in the state. So we started actually looking at what are the problems of the state, how actually those problems can be addressed. So one of the things what we have seen while working to reduce maternal deaths and infant deaths was that there is a significant percentage of pregnancies are teenage pregnancies, and also there is also correlated to the dropout rate. So we felt that we need a very systematic intervention to really address these issues, so that how can we stop the dropout rates? How actually we can engage adolescent boys and girls more actively in education? What kind of a life skills that needs to be imparted? So a very, very holistic and a program has been designed, and based on that we approached the World Bank for funding, and the World Bank has agreed for funding that one, so that actually World Bank board has approved.
By providing career counseling and life skills training, the program hopes to boost graduation rates and prepare students for meaningful careers.
So through this, we are going to address both the children between 9 years to 19 years, it's adolescent age that we are slightly expanding it, so that we are covering all the children both within the schools, outside the schools. So within the schools, we are going to engage the teachers and very actively on this, in terms of counseling, career counseling, life skills. So that's one part, and we're also working with different other organizations to really bring a lot of life skills and how actually we can engage children more actively.
Empower will also foster community learning through clubs and innovative online platforms, supporting students in completing their education.
So this will actually impact many ways. In fact, even it can address the substance use reduction, and it also can actually encourage graduation rates. That means children likely to actually will study better and do well in the schools, so that they can get better jobs. So it's a systemic intervention. Basically, it's not that you skill children after they pass out. Before that itself, you work on it and improve the learning outcomes. So it's a project which is going to be implemented by all the departments together. Education and health, and also sports and youth affairs and the skills. So we are trying to, including, and also the MSRLS, which is again, involving the women there. So it's a very holistic program.
In an ambitious effort to empower over 500,000 adolescents, Empower could be a game-changer for Meghalaya's future, offering new opportunities and transforming lives. This is KG Shapola with Lamfrank Nongspung, reporting for Northeast Diary from Akashwani News, Shillong.
In a move to accelerate the economic growth of the northeastern state of Tripura, the state government is considering the establishment of its second rubber park at Santir Bazar in South Tripura district. The state already has its first rubber park at Bojang Nagar near Agartala, where three major companies are currently operating industries based on rubber wood. Additionally, three more large companies have expressed interest in setting up units at Bojang Nagar. Here is a report from our Agartala correspondent Kunal Shinde.
The diminutive northeastern state of Tripura is known for its picturesque natural beauty, varieties of pineapples, betel nuts and bamboo. The state has also carved a niche in natural rubber. The state is second largest producer of natural rubber after Kerala, and therefore it is a driving force in the state's economy. Now with the state government planning to set up its second rubber park in Santir Bazar in South Tripura, the state may soon witness a boom in the rubber production and rise in employment. Emphasizing on the use of advanced technology to increase the production of rubber, Tripura Industries and Commerce Secretary Kiran Gitte said that his department, rubber board and banks would provide all kinds of support to procure new technologies to boost the rubber plantation. In the Rubber Growers Meet held at Agartala, Executive Director of the Rubber Board, M. Vasathageshan said Assam and Tripura can take a lead in the rubber sector with expansion of plantations, leading to a push in rubber-based industrialization. He said, rubber industries can avail raw materials from Tripura. He said the state government has also been extending support with the setting up of Rubber Park, Rubber-based Special Economic Zone and Chief Minister Rubber Mission programs. Mr. Vasathageshan further highlighted the new schemes like rain guarding training, which would provide 30 to 40 more days for tapping by the growers to yield production increase. He said the focus is also on quality improvement and more expansion of group processing centers for the growers.
This all these labor welfare schemes and there is a financial component to it. For example, for educational allowances, we are giving right from the 6th standard to the diplomas, PG and all these things. And for rain guarding also, for example, per hectare, we are giving 4,000 rupees. So for all the scheme, there are scheme rules and we are giving a good amount of money for them. And overall, if you see from 269 crores in 23-24, it has been enhanced to 348 crores. For, of course, the entire rubber sector, rubber board. And for 25-26, it has been enhanced to 360 crores. So budget has been increased more than 20%.
Around 250 rubber growers, officials from the concerned departments and PSUs participated in the event. As per the official figures, total area under rubber plantation in Tripura as on 31st March 2024 stands at 1.10 lakh hectares, of which over 82,000 hectare is in yielding stage. Production of rubber in the state is currently estimated to be 1,10,000 metric tons. Kunal Shinde for Northeast Diary from Akashwani News, Agartala.
I do sinyani isa munu ba muna hasi sang ba mu si gong te so adu gong ka ba te so.
The Apatani or Tano was a tribal group from Zero Valley in Arunachal Pradesh, India, known for their unique land use and ecological conservation practices developed over centuries. Their civilization exemplifies a harmonious coexistence between humans and nature, sustained by traditional customs and spiritual beliefs. UNESCO has proposed the valley for World Heritage status due to its high productivity and ecological preservation. Let's now delve into the heart of their culture, unraveling the stories, rituals and practices that define this incredible community with our presenter Habung Payang.
The Apatani is one of the major tribes of Arunachal Pradesh, among 26 major tribes and 84 sub-tribes in Arunachal Pradesh. They are well known to outside world too for their expert in white rice cultivation and unique civilization in the valley. The Apatanis live in the valley, lying between the valley of Komla and Hru on the north and Panjo rivers on the south. Originally, it is believed that they were migrated from the north known as Nime and Upyosupung. It is believed that they came from Tibet side. The valuable belongings like brass plate, talo, Tibetan press, bell maji and necklace tasang were brought from the Nime, that is Tibet, where such ornaments are found available. Centuries must have passed since their forefathers first set foot in the valley. And according to their folklore and folk tale, which is called Miji and Migung, their ancestor came from a country to the north and north is situated near two rivers known as Supumpad Padpumi. This may repass the two tributaries of Sobhansri River and came to the Sipi Valley called Kar, which lies beyond the Pej Chaloy. The Apatanis came into the present valley into three groups. The folklore and folktale of different places also have some variation about the migration. Such variations are obvious where no written record is available. The Apatani believe that the blue fine pusa, plum, tree takung, bamboo bijay and rice emo have been brought to the valley during their migration. These above items play a very important role in their socio-economic and socio-religious performance. The Apatani Valley is endowed with scenic beauty by nature, surrounding by densely fine trees, bamboo groves and sprawling paddy fields of Apatani village with typical cluster of houses above the 5,500 feet altitude has become an attraction for tourists. Acquire modern technology, peace come paddy and orchid cultivation added its significant self-contained peaceful Apatani Valley has been referred as East of Kashmir by Gyani Jal Singh, the former President of India, when he visited Jiro as Union Home Minister. Apatani rituals and rites like Murung, Noko, Subu and Dri festival are colorful and performed luxuriously. Dancing with colorful dress and lavishly drink and eating with traditional decorative ritualistic altar of Babo Lapang Nago are the future of festival. Their women folks are very expert in weaving. They make different kind of dress with beautiful designs. Their rich colorful textiles are very popular in the state. Hemendorf writes, aesthetically, Apatani clothes are far superior to the matching such bazaar cloth. The lower portion of the land were terraced for wet rice cultivation by building dams and canals so that water supply could be perennial, particularly during agriculture season. Fine tree, bamboo and fruit trees like plum were planted in highlands. The dwelling houses are built on wooden piles but constructed mainly of bamboos thatched with rice straw on the roof. The house building pattern has been changed prominently due to modern development. Many houses are made of fine posts and planks with bamboo and half-reinforced cement concrete pillars. Despite use of modern materials, they are using the traditional design with little modifications. Generally, the traditional houses are built very close to each other, having constructed of one big hall of 12 to 14 feet in breadth and 30 to 50 feet in length. The villagers are having well-marked distinctive boundaries. Motorable roads connect the entire villages. There are also small shops, gumti and video parlor in some villages. At present, more than 34 census villages have established around the original 7 villages in the valley. The land and its management is very important aspect of the Apatani socio-economic life. About 70% of population still depend on agriculture. The forest is equally important for their socio-economic life. Plantation of trees and management bamboo garden are best age-old practice for them. The management of land and its uses by the early Apatanis for various purposes was in a scientific manner. They utilized the land in accordance with its suitability. Whether it may be house sites, rice field, kitchen, garden, millet cultivation, bamboo and fine groves, burial and grazing grounds, etc. The house sites are always chosen on the highland. Such constructions of houses have advantage to feed the rice fields of human and animal excreta and other pumps of garbage through the drain. By help of drain, such form of rainwater stream is called supu, which becomes manure for thereby paddy field. The lowlands where irrigation would be provided are used for wet rice cultivation. The plat but not irrigable land is developed for kitchen garden and millet cultivation. The areas of gentle or steep slope but barren for crops cultivations are developed for the bamboo and fine groves. where other valuable trees used for building materials and fuels. The burials and grazing grounds are generally owned by clan or village. Thus, there is no wasteland in Apatani Valley. Every inch of land is used for some purpose. Apatanis do recognize the family is a social institution where the married couple of equal status to share the house with equal responsibility of their economic and social unit of the Apatani society. The nuclear family consisting of a couple and their unmarried children live in a house. They have the ambition to find suitable house site for their adult sons and to establish them as possible in separate house and on an adequate land holding of their own. The marriage of an Apatani is generally considered his personal affairs, and parents and kinsmen do not interfere to great extent with a young couple's choice of partner, except they are of unequal social status. They do not consider the payment of bride price obligatory, and most parents allow their daughters to choose their partner themselves. They recognize the couple as husband and wife after declaration as wife-husband, and no formal engagement or even a wedding ceremony may perform. But the girl's parents insist for of either engagement or wedding ceremony. The Apatanis are endogamous and polygamy is permitted. Widow remarriage is also permitted by the society. Maintenance of law and order. The village council known as Bulyang is a village authority that look after the law and order in the village. The feeling of tribal solidarity based on community of language and habitat, first expression in the unquestioning acceptance of certain form of social conduct which distinguish Apatani from other tribes. The cohesion Apatani society is reinforced a system of ritual exchange immersing all the seven villages of the village in the celebrating of the two general season feast, Morom and Noko festival, for instance. The whole tribes act a single entity, though different roles are accorded to the individuals.
And folks, now it's time to enjoy the Assamese song Jonakare Rate from the album Era Bathar Sur, released in 1956. This is a song sung by Lata Mangeshkar with music directed and lyrics penned by Dr. Bhupen Hazarika. Come to the end of this edition of Northeast Diary. Join us again next week, same day, same time, for more stories from this enchanting part of India. Until then, goodbye.
This program was presented and produced by Vinita Thakur with assistance from Kumar Gaurav. It was brought to you by the New Services Division of Akashwani.